Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right? Come on. How many of you didn't labor today? Or actually, how many of you labored today? I like that one better. I know, I have a little fun with it. People get a little upset with me. Too bad. You know, what was the day really all about? Do you guys know? Do any of you know? Because, you know, honestly, I think if you knew more about it, you'd have a different feeling on what takes place today. And I joked about it earlier on another broadcast. And I said, isn't it interesting that Labor Day is a day that we don't labor? That we're honoring the worker. Now, listen, I get it. I get, you know what? I think back in the days of the immigrants, how hard they worked. You know, they came here to make a different life, you know, for themselves and their families. They worked hard. I get that. And I know. I know I'm going to take a ration of garbage for this. But I mean, seriously. Why celebrate a day where you get paid anyway? You get paid for what you do. I'm just self-employed people. They're not getting paid for today. Right? It's just a thought. It's kind of like if you really want to celebrate today, remember that, you know, in days gone by, yes, people have fought for unions, not just unions, but others have fought for better working conditions for people. One of the worst workplace accidents that ever happened was in New York City in the garment district. And when you really think about what those poor people went through, they were actually locking the doors of the garment district. They were making it so no one could, because too many people were like sneaking out in the fire escape and having a quick cigarette and doing this and doing that. And they had a fire break out. All those doors were locked. We lost hundreds of people in that fire. And that was wrong. That was dead wrong. Those industries needed either the government or a union or somebody to step in and make those working conditions safe and better. But as is anything else, something good like this, somebody
Somebody gets their hands on it. A group gets their hands on it. And now it's nasty. It has a nasty meaning to it. It makes it hard. Makes it more expensive. And the things that I don't like, you know, it's funny because people think just because I'm a conservative Republican, I'm against unions. It's not true. I mean, if it makes you feel better to believe that, go for it. Don't let me get in your way. Right, but the reality is that they've gotten so powerful. And because they've gotten so powerful, it's kind of hard to deal with them. They want what they want, how they want, where they want, end of discussion. And that's not always the best, not even just for the worker. I mean, I can tell you, I've got friends that are in the teachers union, for instance, and they don't like the way the teachers union is handling some of the things that they're doing. They find it appalling, but they'll never say anything because they want their jobs. They need their jobs. And I get that. I get it. I get it. I get it. But not just with this, but other things as well. Till we start speaking up, it ain't going to change. And so we start, you know, maybe we start, I don't know, what do you want to say? We start striking the labor union. Maybe that'll wake them up. Now, what exactly is the Labor Day? Give me a quick history lesson, okay? Is it a day to celebrate work? Maybe it's a day where we celebrate the ability for women to give birth. You know, Labor Day, get it? Labor Day isn't just a day off of pay. It's not just a barbecue day, a beach day. Actually, it's a day for us to celebrate workers, but who really loves the work? I mean, come on. I mean, if you really love your job, it's probably something you've done on your own. You've put together on your own. You're in your own business. Now, wouldn't most people love to have enough money not to have to work? So we celebrate the American worker. Now, originally, Labor Day was an olive branch extended by President Grover Cleveland. After he sent American troops in to stop the railroad workers' strike, and 12 workers were killed in the process. How many of you knew that? He gave them the day off with pay. Or did he? He wanted things to settle down a little bit. So Cleveland's olive branch withered, and the celebration kind of died away. Now, look, I appreciate the sacrifice that American worker has made over the years. We did it to feed our families. We did it to buy homes. We did it to buy cars. We did it to provide education for our people, for our kids, I should say. We did it to make a good life for ourselves. But isn't that what the American dream is all about? For real. I want to hit the end of this. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was talking about.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I am back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROJOEY, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? Not just part of the conversation. All right, let's get back at it, because I really want to hit on this. I think it's a big deal. We're talking about Labor Day. Most people, you know, we've got to a point in America, in the U.S., we've got to a point now where it's kind of like we don't really even know why we're celebrating these things. We don't even know what the days mean. We've got 9/11 coming soon, and I don't even know why are we really calling it like 9/11? I don't know. I mean, we lost over 3,000 Americans that day. This needs to be a big deal. We lost 3,000 Americans. I'm not going to place blame. This is not what the day should be all about. And so what do we do? What do you do? What do you know about? What do you know? Do you know what it is? I just asking because I do. I want to know. Do you know what it is? All right, I'm sorry. 855 Real Joe. 855, got something to say. 855-732-5563. Okay. The original Labor Day, remember, I said was an olive branch from President Grover Cleveland, right? He said American troops had to stop the railroad workers' strike, and there were a dozen railroad workers were killed. Gave him a day off, cool down. It didn't last long. Now, again, I said earlier, I appreciate the sacrifices that American workers have made over the years. They'll feed their families, buy homes, cars, provide their children's education, make a good life. You know, you hear people say it's a country of immigrants. Right? The only real American, think about this, to begin with, were the Native Americans, right? Then after that, when we became a country, if they were born here, then again, actual Americans. But the immigrants who came to this country, as we started to grow and mature, they came here for a better life. They came here for better work conditions. They came here to make it better for their children, to have a better education. Now, can we just, you know, where some people want to make us look so nasty, so mean, so bad, it doesn't have to be that way. In the early days of America, we had many shameful moments. Workers were taken advantage of, working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. They'd be replaced permanently if they were out sick for more than 2 days. Even plant workers being beaten for not working hard enough. That was, you know, you saw this kind of thing happening at the Ford Motor Company and others. And this is the story when we talk about how bad America is, how bad America is. This is the story that we should be touting. Look at where we've come from. Look at what we've changed. Right? The days of beating employees, working them 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, they're gone, aren't they? They're not still happening. Some of you are going to say we still have some pretty horrific, work environments. Yeah, it's probably true. No, I'm not disagreeing with you. It is probably true. But that doesn't mean we're as bad as we used to be. You know what it means? It means that we are constantly moving forward to try to change these things. And I'm sorry they don't change fast enough for you or it's a great place for you to grab and run with. So, you know, and again, I said earlier, I know some of the people, my people have fallen over right now. I do give the unions credit. I give them credit for helping to make working conditions fair, give workers some protections. But somewhere along the way, like any other big corporation that disconnects from its people, they went bad. Worker salary shouldn't be based on what the company makes. It should be based on a fair day's wage for a good day's work. In most cases, the workers, they don't lose their investments. 20 years of sweat, his home, his car. A lot of people who start these businesses, start these companies, you see, the risk was all theirs. They put up their houses, their lines of credit, their names, their whatever. Some of them, like Tammy and I, we went without paychecks when we first started our company for quite some time. We took just enough to make the mortgage payment and a few other things, and that was it. We weren't out on lavish shots or doing whatever. So the cashier at, you know, Joe's Mini Mart doesn't lose their life savings. The guy who started it does, if it goes by bad or sideways. You know, seriously, I mean, people need to think out past their elbows, as I like to say. You know, business, especially in the last couple of years, how many business entrepreneurs have lost their businesses, lost everything they had? There's no risk to the employee. Yeah, you're going to be out of work for a few weeks. So you know what you do? You collect unemployment. You know, business owners can't collect unemployment. So, I mean, I wish we'd call it what it is. I wish we'd talk to it in a fair and honest way. Anyway, you know, again, you put it all up. You know, once in a while, one of those workers, they rise up, they figure out how to do it better, they start their own company, they become an entrepreneur. That's the real American dream. The freedom to make money, right? The freedom to, look at, I worked for a couple of corporations for years, computer corporations, right? Computer service companies, networking companies. I found a better way to service smaller, other smaller companies, small CPA companies, small, you know, construction companies who couldn't afford the big price that you'd have to pay for, you know, computer repair services or computer monitoring. So I did a really good job at figuring out how to make it affordable for them and make money at it. That's the American dream. Work hard. Come up with a new way to do. Just seriously. It's unclear to who the brainchild was behind Labor Day. Many credit Labor Day to Peter McGuire, co-founder of the American Federation of Labor. Others have suggested that Matthew McGuire, secretary of the Central Labor Union, first proposed the holiday. Either way, the union officials do make a big deal out of it. What about the other American workers? Maybe we could rename it to the American Dream Day. Don't you like that? Let's celebrate American Dream Day and celebrate the fact that we have the freedom to choose our professions. We have a freedom where to work. We have a freedom to how to work. We can negotiate our own times or what have you. You've got unions, you've got companies, you've got all kinds of people working at how to set out the workday, become successful at it. Show me senior host. Be back in a few minutes. I'm enjoying this. Hope you are too. We'll be right back.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green medicine Way that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
One of the suspects in Canada's deadliest attack ever was found near the stabbing sites. Police in Regina, Saskatchewan say 31-year-old Damian Sanderson's injuries were not self-inflicted. They believe his 30-year-old brother Miles is injured and on the run, likely in the provincial capital. Former President Donald Trump got his request granted by a federal judge. He wanted a special master to review documents the FBI seized from his Florida estate a month ago. The Justice Department says it's reviewing the decision. Liz Truss will officially be the new British Prime Minister on Tuesday. The 47-year-old will be the third woman ever to hold that office. She'll have to deal with pending economic and energy crises. China is accusing Washington of breaking into computers at a university that U.S. officials say does military research. Markets are closed due to the Labor Day holiday. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution, right? I mean, all right. So we're having some fun. I think I am, anyway. You guys can tell me later. With Labor Day. What Labor Day really is all about, what it should be all about, what we should be doing, right? And about who makes Labor Day really possible, what it was all about. You have to go back and get the earlier segments. Talk about how the owner of these businesses that are allowing you to be laborious have to put up their houses, right? They put up their cars, their houses, their savings to put these businesses in place. You know, and again, how it happened. Look, why don't we celebrate the American worker and the American entrepreneur? And not just union workers. Why is it, in essence, a union holiday? It shouldn't be. Not every employee is a union person. Right? And you'll hear them say, well, they're safer, better jobs. Really? Because the state laws, the federal laws on employment for employees, to protect employees, aren't strong enough. You know, anyone can make it in this country. Anyone. No excuses. You make it or you fail because of your ability, your tenacity, how bad you want it or are willing to work for it. But see, it seems to me that the groups that fail the most are the groups that are whining the most are the ones that never get anywhere because they're too busy whining and they don't do any work. If they would work at their job half as hard as they work at whining, they probably would be in upper management in the job. Right? Now, the American dream is still alive, even though you look at the unemployment numbers. You look at what's going on in this country, there's still plenty of people taking advantages of what's going on today. I don't celebrate union workers. I celebrate all Americans who work hard to obtain the American dream, to make it big. And those who work hard to enjoy the freedoms they have here in America. So I wish you all, hey, maybe we can make this thing go viral. I wish you all a happy American Dream Day. Right? Hey, look, I don't know any other way to put it. If you'd heard earlier, it's kind of what I've been saying. You want to make sure, again, that that the American dream stays alive. It's really, really that simple. Simples? That simple. Seriously. All right. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, gas prices are coming down in some places. When you look at, again, look across the country, they're talking about the cents. It's not coming down in dollars. It's coming down in cents. And you can't let the election is what, 6 weeks away, something like that? I don't even know. 6-7 weeks away, somewhere in there. And you have to look at why these things happen. Why are these things happening so fast now, right now? Right? Why is it that all of a sudden he's going to forgive $10,000 to $20,000? By the way, it's not $10,000. Do your homework. It's $10,000 to $20,000. Right? And well, some people will make a dent. It's some people who own $80,000 or $100,000 in college debt. You know, it's 10% off. So it will make a bit of a dent. I mean, some people say it's not a big deal, but it is. But again, we're going to pay for that. We'll be the ones that have to pay for it. And somebody's going to pay for it, people. It's a lot like the colleges just wipe it out and that's it, done. It's not like the government just doesn't pay somebody for it. Those schools, those grants, those companies that back some of those loans. On a positive note for some of you, federal judge orders the appointment of a special master to review seized Trump records. Right? They said too many records were seized. It was too broad, and they're not happy about it. So another federal judge ordered Monday that an independent special master be appointed to review the records that were seized by the FBI during its raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. They ordered the Justice Department to stop its own review of the material for investigative purposes, although they're pretty much done. U.S. District Judge from the Southern District of Florida, Judge Alan Cannon, ordered that the special master be appointed to review the seized property, manage assertions of privilege, and make recommendations and evaluate claims to return the property. Now, the court, in the writing, the court hereby authorizes the appointment of the special master to review the seized property for personal items and documents and potentially privileged material subject to the claims of attorney-client or executive privilege. This means anything that Trump and his attorney talked about, it should not be accessible to them. Any letter that came from his attorney, any email, anything he sent to his attorney and back, they have no right to. And then anything under executive privilege. And remember, you've heard this a million times. This is nothing new for some of you guys. He has executive privilege. He has clearance well past the time he's in office. Now, some of the news sources, honest news sources, reported last month that FBI agents seized the boxes containing records, but that a lot of the boxes had attorney-client privilege in them, and some had potentially executive privilege. Now, they're going to have to find somebody with top-secret clearance, or very high clearance, to go through these. Because some of these documents are at the highest level. And I don't know how an FBI agent, rank and file FBI agent, can get away with this. Attorney-client privilege refers to a legal privilege that keeps communications between an attorney and their client confidential. We don't know yet if the records include communications between former president and his private attorneys. Right? Or even the White House counsel during all of this. Those are also privileged information. Now, a Department of Justice taint or filter team had been reviewing those documents, but Cannon's Monday order temporarily halts that review. Furthermore, in natural conjunction, what is that, with that appointment, and consistent with the value and the sequential of the master, well, anyway, with all these processes they have in place, the court has also temporarily stop the government from reviewing anything that, that was seized there. Anything at all. Even for investigative purposes. So the once they appoint somebody, the special master review person will put his findings, his or her findings together, and give them back to the judge. Right? And it's again, it's amazing to me that you have a magistrate. Now, remember when Judge Roberts, Chief Justice, Chief Justice Roberts back in, I don't know, was it 3 years ago? When Trump started calling out a judge for being an Obama appointee, an Obama judge. Roberts came out and said, hey, there's no such thing as an Obama judge or a Clinton judge or a Bush judge. Why beg to differ? There are Bush judge, Obama judge, Clinton judge, judges. They're appointed by them for a reason. Same mindset. Same way you look at it. Now, there's a lot of judges, probably the majority of them, but there's a lot of judges that will adhere to the law no matter what. Well, it doesn't matter whether they're a Trump judge, Obama judge, whatever. They love the law more than they love that. But there are judges out there that are on the same ideology as the president that appointed them. Trump's legal team last month asked Cannon to appoint a special master. Right? In the wake of this unprecedented search on his property, they wanted to make sure that things went the right way. Wasn't sure that the DOG's privilege review team should be the final arbiter of all of this, whether the actions were proper on a high-profile case like this. Especially when he feels like the DOJ is working against him, as many others do. Right? We need to take a deep breath. These are presidential records in the hands of the 45th president. They're his records in his hands. He has privilege. He has executive privilege. Yeah, sorry, I know some of that word, some of you, kind of pokes you in the head. Federal prosecutors, they argued the appointing of a special master would delay their investigation that Trump didn't have standing. Wait a minute, for his own request. He had no standing on his own paperwork. God bless America. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a bit.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Come on, you've heard this a million times before. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really the way it should be. All right, let's get back at it. I was having some real fun here a minute ago. No, seriously. There's so much news coming at us. It's like drinking out of a fire hose right now, right? Talk a little bit about the documents that were seized by the DOJ at Mar-a-Lago. Now, the federal prosecutors are screaming that, look, he's no longer a president. And because he's not, it's unlawful for him to have possession of any of these documents. Although they didn't scream this much with, when Obama and Hillary, well, mostly Hillary, I guess. Hillary had a boatload of these on an unsecured server in her house. Right? What happened to her? Anybody? Anybody want to tell me? You can't. Because nothing happened. You know, remember what they were arguing with Hillary? There's a little mark that's supposed to be on it. If the mark's not on it, it's not really classified. And you go in there and say, oh my God, they're bending over backwards to cover her butt like they always do. Really? And yet, with Trump, the most minor thing, this is what happens with hate. Right? This is what happens when you really hate something. It's ridiculous. And they're not going to stop anytime soon. They're so afraid of this man. They're so afraid of what he, you know, again, let's give the people back their power. That makes them crazy. Anyhow. Now, when you start looking through the list of documents that were taken from Trump's home, dozens of highly classified documents, even empty folders with classified markings, were among the items that the FBI seized. But I don't know if they took them from there at this point. Neither do you, because you don't know what they're telling the truth about. And some of those records include the most highly classified records in the U.S. There was no place at that Mar-a-Lago estate that was authorized for those records. Now, funny thing about it is that Trump and his attorneys, they have an email. They have proof that the FBI said, just keep them locked up and you're cool. Now, the new judge's ruling came after she declined to rule on the request from the bench at a Thursday hearing. The judge said that she would announce her ruling in due course. She needed to look over the papers and make her decision. She indicated, however, that she was leaning towards appointing a special master. Which is what, you know, again, I'm concerned at who they choose. She asked the prosecution, what is the harm of appointing a special master? What's your articulation of harm other than general concern that it would delay a criminal investigation? So, again, they're pushing back. They want to nail this guy. They want to be able to put up why he's such a bad man, why we shouldn't reelect him as president, or make it so he can't. I mean, that's the funny thing about it. They're trying to make it so he can't run again because they're so afraid of him. That in and of itself is ridiculous, is it not? And then yet, CNN now is starting to crack under pressure. One of the CNN reporters tweeted that there are serious questions about Hunter Biden, and the FBI should not be a partisan organization, which is what they look like. This is coming from a CNN reporter, remember that. Right, a former ICE director, federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey, says that the appointment says appointing a special counsel in Hunter Biden's case could restore the Department of Justice reputation. Well, that would go a long way, wouldn't it? But you know, I've read and seen, you've seen it too, that in all truth and reality, if these courts or when they do these grand jury things, investigations, if you do them in D.C., it's almost impossible to get a conviction against a Democrat, but easy to get a conviction against a Republican. So there's got to be a way now to move it out of that area. CNN correspondent Sarah Sidner, she recognized the Hunter Biden scandal in a Twitter thread. She argued that investigating Biden's business dealings shouldn't be a partisan issue. The reporter stated that legitimate questions about President Joe Biden's son and the FBI investigation should be asked. They should be brought to light. I agree. I mean, listen, really and honestly, you heard what over 70% of the American populace said. They would have voted for Trump had they known about the laptop. Right, the mere fact that Sidner mentioned the Hunter Biden scandal made liberals lose their minds, and you hear them popping all over the place. Right, they started slamming her post. They warned that this was yet another sign that CNN has gone off the rails ever since the new management proposed turning the network away from overly partisan bias. She also said that her Monday morning observation by sharing a Yahoo News article detailing Hunter Biden's alleged shady business relationship with the Chinese billionaire Yi Jianming. Right, this was his international fixer, as he was called. He was being investigated by the FBI back in 2017 in a global bribery scheme, and Hunter's name is all over it. Can you imagine if one of Trump's kids was on there, on that list? The article went through and detailed how the evidence of his relationship, huge monetary exchanges between the two parties, they included the president's brother, James Biden. They were all over the emails in that laptop. The piece claimed that this evidence could associate Biden with a Chinese counterintelligence threat. But the depth of all of this, of the Biden's financial ties with Ho and Yi, they raise a whole bunch of questions as to whether they were targets of a Chinese influence operation. Again, you can't have this kind of money going back and forth and try to tell me that it had no influence, that nothing was happening, that Joey B, well, you could tell me that Joey B was oblivious. Because we'd believe that, right? That would be easy. But again, it's not surprising. But it's interesting how blatantly in your face they're getting about these things. How blatantly in your face they're getting. You can obviously see that there's still no comment. Still no commentary. Still no news on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, EFG. On the Hunter Biden issues, and no, there are serious questions that Hunter Biden should be looked into. All of it should be looked into. You know, Chuck Grassley showed. I think what was it? A couple months ago. It was a couple of months ago. Chuck Grassley had he had a bunch of emails or a bunch of accounts from multiple FBI whistleblowers that. No one followed the strict substantial factual prediction guidelines to open an investigation on the Hunter Biden laptop. Nobody followed the process to check and make sure that this is something they should have looked into. They wouldn't look into it because it was election time. It was an election cycle. Right? And even a question has been asked. Because of Hunter Biden's association with these Chinese businessmen, some really nasty Chinese businessmen may have constituted a counterintelligence threat to the U.S. Again, Trump's locked up stuff, locked up paperwork in his Mar-a-Lago home is a serious threat to the country's security, and yet Hunter Biden is not. Hunter Biden's connection with these Chinese businessmen is not. Just amazing, isn't it? And the left is going crazy with this. They really, are saying, what's the big deal here? It's already been looked at. If the FBI thought there was something wrong with it, you're just making things up. You're just trying to make Joe B. look bad, Joey B. look worse. I was going to say, can't make him look bad. You can't make him look worse. All right, when we come back... On this day in history, September 5th, go all the way back to the beginning. We're going to talk about what really took place today. What really happened. Noteworthy. Not the Labor Day thing. This goes way back before that. Joe Messina, your host. Head over to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the polls. A lot happening there as well. Hey, you want text alerts that the show's coming on? You want to text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77222. GOJO to 77222. Get your coffee, get your drink, and come on back.